Today in Chicago, a federal bankruptcy court judge ordered steep wage cuts for United Airlines machinists. The machinists were the only union that had refused to accept pay cuts to help United stay afloat. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
U.S. Bankruptcy Court Judge Eugene Weedoff says in his ruling that the 14% across-the-board but temporary pay cut for the airline's mechanics, baggage handlers, ramp, ground, and customer service workers is essential to keeping United Airlines in business and to avoid irreparable damage to the nation's second-largest carrier. United's four other labor unions, pilots, flight attendants, meteorologists, and controllers, had already agreed to steep interim pay cuts, ranging from 9% for flight attendants to 29% for pilots. The airline says the combined wage reductions save it $70 million a month and go a long way to helping it meet a mid-February cost-cutting deadline set by the group of banks providing the airline with its debtor-in-possession financing. Without these wage cuts, the airline would be in jeopardy of losing a $700 million infusion of cash to keep United's planes flying into the spring. Industry analysts say Judge Weedoff's ruling on the short-term wage cuts was expected. Yale law professor Michael E. Levine says it's an essential step toward keeping the bankrupt airline in business.
But United needs a set of long-term labor arrangements that will allow it to compete in the marketplace with low-cost carriers that are increasingly carrying more of its business travelers.
In a statement, United CEO Glenn Tilton says the airline will do just that and try to negotiate longer-term contract concessions with its unions. Analysts say the machinist union's stance on the short-term pay cuts may make negotiating long-term savings more difficult, especially since United will be asking its unions for both wage reductions and more productive work rules. Levine says United has rules that are particularly unproductive, requiring the use of overqualified workers for some jobs.
At United, you have to be a qualified mechanic, meaning you could overhaul a jet engine, in order to stand on the ramp and wave an airplane in with the wands and make sure it doesn't hit anything.
And Levine says that's just one example. United has unproductive work rules with all of its unions that keep its labor costs among the highest in the industry. And while negotiating on those issues may be difficult for the airline, Levine says Judge Weedoff today may have helped United at the bargaining table.
I think this is a shot across the bow from the judge, who has said, look, if you won't bargain with the company, I will impose rules on you.
The machinist union would not comment, but on its website informed its workers of the judge's ruling and how the wage cuts will be implemented. Meantime, U.S. Air's unionized flight attendants ratified a second round of contract cuts today in a last-ditch bid for that struggling airline to slash its labor costs and remain on track to emerge from bankruptcy in March. But even winning these big reductions in labor costs are just part of the battle for U.S. Air, United, and all the airlines to achieve financial stability.
There's an old saying about this.
George Hopkins is an airline labor expert at Western Illinois University.
And when the economy catches cold, the airlines catch pneumonia. The pilots could work for nothing, and it won't save this airline if traffic does not improve.
And Hopkins says since recoveries in the airline industry tend to lag behind the rest of the nation's economic recovery, the airlines still have tough times ahead. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.